Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free. Select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9-3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Lots of very compelling testimony in the trial of Karen Reed this week. Former friends of the late Boston police officer John O'Keefe taking the stand in Norfolk Superior Court, offering emotional testimonies in the ongoing Karen Reed murder trial that came as key witness Jennifer McCabe endured a third day of grueling cross-examination. And I think I'd have to say this, Stacey. Jen McCabe is someone I would not want to be on the bad side of.
No, and we mentioned yesterday that, or at least I think I mentioned it, that, yeah, you know, if you were her kid, yeah, you would not want to cross her, no, and like get in her face.
No.
And she mentioned in this, I think it was either some stuff I was listening to today or yesterday, that she was, I think, a fifth grade teacher. I wouldn't mess with her.
Yeah. I bet she could be like one of those teachers where it's like you either love her and she's like one of your favorite for the rest of your life, or you loathe her and she was one of the worst because she won't put up with shit. And I probably would have been one of the teachers, one of the kids that I would like, I love her because I loved teachers like that where they didn't put up with shit. And because I got so frustrated with the teachers, I'd be like, oh, okay, little Jimmy, you want to completely disrupt the class and be an asshole? How can we make you feel better? I think she'd be like, get the fuck out. Like, you're going to the principal's office.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
And you know, something that really bothers me about this, she's not charged with a crime and she is absolutely being just badgered on the stand.
Oh, yeah. Well, that they're trying to make it look as if these people are guilty of a cover-up. That's the thing. And I don't think either make any sense, quite honestly. I think the defense and the prosecution are both fighting a losing case because I don't think it necessarily equates to either being correct as far as somebody intentionally killing John O'Keefe. But, time will tell once we finally get there, but there's still a lot to go through. Defense attorney Ellen Jackson's cross-examination of McCabe focused on alleged inconsistencies in her accounts and controversial Google searches made on her phone. Jackson presented data showing McCabe searched how long to die in cold hours before O'Keefe's body was found. Let's take a listen to that and talk about it on the other side.
Ms. McCabe, if you wanted to know, in general, how long it takes for a human being to pass away because of exposure to extreme temperatures, right? If you wanted to know the answer to that, what would you Google search? What phrase would you use?
I'm not sure. All I recall is what the defendant asked me to Google in the morning.
If you wanted to know, I'm asking a different question.
Mm-hmm.
If you personally wanted to know, how long does it take for a person to die of exposure due to extreme temperatures, what would you put in? What phrase would you use?
Objection.
Sustained.
Well, we don't have to guess at the phrase that you would use if you wanted to know something about dying of hypothermia, do we? Because you actually Googled searched it.
Objection.
Sustained. Ask that differently, please.
Did you, in fact, use a phrase to Google search how long it takes for someone to die of extreme temperatures?
I did in the morning at the request of your client.
Okay. And what phrase did you use?
I'm not sure.
Really?
Correct. I was...
After 2.5 years of this, you don't know the phrase that you used?
Objection, Your Honor.
There's so many lies and misconceptions on social media.
No question.
Oh, I apologize.
Okay.
Are you telling me you don't remember what Google search you put in?
Karen was screaming. My hands were shaking. And she was saying, Google hypothermia, how long does it take to die in the cold?
And what phrase did you put in your phone? I'm just asking you to say it.
Why don't you show me it?
You literally don't remember?
Again, she was screaming, Google hypothermia, how long does it take to die in the cold?
How about?
And I picked up my phone and I started Googling.
And you literally, to this day, right now, under oath, you're saying you don't remember that phrase that you used.
Objection.
I'll allow it.
Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying that at her...
Do you remember it or do you not, Ms. McCabe? That's a simple question.
That morning, I don't remember specifically what I Googled, but I do know what you've put out to the social media.
How about this? Hoss long to die in cold. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah, it's been everywhere.
Why does that sound so familiar?
Because you've put it out in social media.
Well, I haven't put anything out in social media because I don't personally have social media.
I'm sorry, Turtle Boy did.
So if the world happens to know it, mm-hmm. That's not on me, is it?
I guess not.
Hoss long to die in cold is what you put in to the Google search, right?
If you say so.
Is there a reason that you don't want to admit to that?
Absolutely not.
It's a simple question, right?
No reason.
So say it. What Google search did you use?
Objection.
Sustained.
He's not getting her where he wants her to go. He really wants her to say it, and she's just like, fuck off.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm going to say this. I grew up in Minnesota, and I've been accused of having a Minnesota accent more times than I can count.
Mm-hmm.
I love listening to this trial. I love the accents. I'm going to miss Jen McCabe. I'm going to tell you that.
She is a great witness. This attorney has met his match with her. She just dishes it right back and does not take any shit. I don't get the read that she is full of shit. I know some people are saying that, like, oh, it's this. I don't know. These seem to be like some of the most authentic people I have heard ever. Are they nervous sometimes? She's not. But are some of these people, you know, like, oh my God, I don't want this to look bad. I didn't do anything, but I don't want to come across as something that I didn't do. I get that. But again, I don't think it makes anybody, you know, covering up a murder here either.
No, it just doesn't feel like it. And, you know, everybody's story seems to be the same.
It very much does. McCabe was visibly emotional, defending her actions, saying, "I did not make that search at that time. I never would have left John O'Keefe out of the cold to die because he was my friend that I loved." She claimed she was researching a basketball team for her daughter around that time, and the search for how long it takes for someone to die in the cold was conducted later at Reed's request. Let's take a listen.
"I never deleted any search.
Take a look at the Cellebrite report. Top search. And the column marked deleted. What do you see?"
"I see a yes."
"Ms. McCabe, the reason you deleted that 2:27 a.m. call is because you realized that if you were caught Googling how long it takes for a person to die in the cold 3.5 hours before John's body was found, that would incriminate you, wouldn't it?"
"Objection."
"The objection sustained."
"Did you delete that search because you knew that you would be implicated in John O'Keefe's death if that search was found on your phone?"
"Objection."
Could you answer that, please?"
"I did not delete that search. I never made that search at 2:23. I never would have left John O'Keefe out in the cold to die because he was my friend that I loved."
"But he's not your family, is he?"
"Family and friends."
"Objection."
"Sustained."
"You acknowledge that you made the search at 6:23, don't you?"
"In the morning I did, yes."
"You acknowledge that you made the search at 6:24?
"Multiple times in the morning, yes."
"Of the three searches that show up that were all found on your phone, the one that you disavow is the one that took place at 2:27 a.m., which would implicate you and exonerate my client, correct?"
"Objection."
"Sustained." "Can I ask it differently, Mr. Jackson?"
"Of those three searches, it was only one marked deleted. Isn't that right?"
"Correct."
"That was the one at 2:27 a.m., correct?"
"I wouldn't even know how to go in and delete a search."
"That's not what I asked you. The one according to the Cellebrite report that was deleted, the one at 2:27 a.m., correct?"
"Correct."
"You'd agree that that's awfully convenient for you, isn't it?"
"Objection."
"Sustained."
"That's all I have, Your Honor.
Okay. Mr. Lally?"
It's going to be really interesting when they have the actual Cellebrite people come in and testify to explain the data. And it's going to be, I mean, we look at data and we go, this is either, you know, fact or fiction. It's right or wrong, or it's true or not true. But apparently there's some leeway in some of this Cellebrite data as far as its logging and things of that nature.
Yeah, and you know, I believe her. So my question is, how is there this piece of data sitting there from what, 4 hours before he was found, that says it existed and was deleted? It just, something about that seems really weird to me.
It does, and I don't know what that is or why that is. Now, the only thing I can come to the conclusion of maybe they were concerned that John was out there. They were concerned that they saw Karen drop him off and he didn't come back in. So you're like, well, where did he go? Where is he at? And you kind of drunk Google something. And then you completely forget that you actually Googled something, but it actually ends up relating to something else later. I'm not making an excuse. I'm just thinking that could possibly be the case. You ever gotten drunk and then looked up your searches sometimes? It's like, oh, that was it. It's usually I've bought weird things on Amazon or something, but it happens. Does it mean that they murdered him? Again, no. Does it mean that their memories are very flawed in that night? Yeah, without a doubt.
Well, and don't forget too, technology is not foolproof. So, okay, maybe this data doesn't typically fail, but it doesn't mean it couldn't. It doesn't mean that for some reason, maybe there was something going on and there was a glitch in the system and it placed it at the wrong time. I mean, we've all had updates to our phones happen and things don't go the way they're supposed to for a day or two until we get things fixed. I mean, these devices, as perfect as they are, they're imperfect as well. So I don't think she's lying. I just really don't.
I don't think
they tried to kill their friend.
I don't. The only thing I can think of is if it's something to do with an open browser. Maybe there was an open browser that was up there where it showed that she was doing research on a basketball team for her daughter, and then had that browser open. And I don't know if this is fact or if this even makes sense. I'm just speculating here. Later in the morning, when they're looking this up, she's on that browser again, Googles it. Somehow it's registered as, you know, this initial browser opening or search happened at 2 something because she was Googling the other things, closes that browser, opens a new browser, and then the new time stamp kicks in. Cellebrite is going to take the stand, I believe, next week, and will give us more of those answers rather than just us speculating on it. But I'm curious if there isn't a way to prove that. I don't know. Reed, of course, charged with second-degree murder, among other charges, has pled not guilty. Her defense team arguing that she's being framed. During cross-examination, McCabe also questioned about her relationship with state police investigators and conversations she had about the case in group chats. Let's take a look.
You indicated when you turned your phone in, the police were perfectly okay with you deleting communications with your children, correct?
Correct.
Including Allie, who's a material witness in this trial.
Objection.
So part of that is objectionable, and I'll sustain that. So
you're aware that your daughter Allie was a witness in this case?
At the time, I was not aware of that, no.
No, but you did know that ultimately she was going to indicate that she drove Colin home, correct? You knew that at the time.
Objection.
That's sustained.
Did you know at the time that Allie had driven Colin home, or she said she drove him home?
I had no idea she drove him home.
But you deleted all those communications with Allie, didn't you?
Objection.
Sustained.
Did you delete all the communications that you had off your phone with Allie, your daughter?
Objection.
So this has already been answered, but go ahead, finish. Let's finish this loop. Did you delete them?
I deleted the conversations with my four daughters. At that time, Allie was not a witness.
Okay. All I asked you, you heard my question. Did you or did you not delete your communications with Allie McCabe?
Objection.
That's been answered.
You said that there was this statement that horrified you, your words, horrified you, that Carrie Roberts made during her interview, that you were eavesdropping on, right?
I'm not sure if she made it during that interview. I'd have to look back to see when I said she told them everything in bold, because I know she had said it to me multiple times. So I'm not sure if it's when she said it in the interview or just in general, when she said, I told them everything. I told them, etc.
So when you said in that group chat, she's telling them everything, that might not even be what you're talking about.
No, it was.
And you said that horrified you, correct?
I didn't know Carrie Roberts, so yes, her statement horrified me.
Horrified you.
Yes, that was horrifying.
And in that group chat, your response to that horrifying statement was 3 words. I love it.
Was there a response prior to that?
You tell me, ma'am. I'm not the one under oath. You are.
Well, if you want to show me it again, I'd love to get.
So... do you have it handy, Mr. Jackson?
I don't, Your Honor. I'll grab it.
She's not taking shit.
No, she does not care what his agenda is.
She's a fucking honey badger.
Stop, and she's just throwing it right in his face.
She's a honey badger.
Yeah.
She don't give no
big
shit.
Big time.
Following McCabe's testimony, Carrie Roberts, Laura Sullivan, and Marietta Sullivan took the stand, each sharing emotional recounts of their interactions with O'Keefe and the events surrounding his death. Roberts, one of O'Keefe's closest friends, described the frantic search for him, ending with Reed discovering his snow-covered body. She recounted the panic and efforts to revive him, stating, "Reed panicked and ran around the scene, asking if she hit him and whether he was dead." The Sullivan sisters provided context to the relationship's intentions leading up to O'Keefe's death, particularly an incident during a New Year's trip to Aruba. Laura Sullivan recalled Reed accusing O'Keefe of kissing her sister, causing apparent tension. Let's take a listen to that.
Exactly. Describe that conversation.
All right. Is this the instruction that you were talking about instead of the other one? All right, so we'll, jurors, I have another instruction for you. So you're about to hear evidence of statements made by John O'Keefe. Is that accurate now, Ms. Tilelli?
Yes, sir.
All right. These statements are being admitted only for a limited purpose of establishing John O'Keefe's state of mind. You're not to consider this testimony as proof that the defendant has a bad character or propensity to commit crimes. The testimony of witnesses recounting conversations with Mr. O'Keefe can only be used as they go to the defendant's motive or intent on January 28th or 29th, and only if you find that the defendant was aware of Mr. O'Keefe's state of mind at the time of the crime and would be likely to respond to it. There need not be direct evidence that the defendant learned of Mr. O'Keefe's state of mind, so long as you reasonably can infer from the evidence that she did learn of it. Okay, Mr. Lally.
This is subject to our objection.
Yes. Yep.
Thank you. So, Ms. Sullivan, if I could take you back again. So Mr. O'Keefe comes out, you have a conversation with him. Can you describe to the jury what that conversation was about?
I turned around and I was pretty shocked to see him. I said, "What's going on?" And he said, "Nothing." I said, "Did Etta and Karen have words?" And he said, "I don't know." And I said, "Well, that's not what Etta said." And I asked him if everything was okay. And at that time, his phone was lighting up, and it looked like calls and texts, and it said Karen on his phone.
After you make that observation, what event did you say to John?
I asked him if he needed to take it, and he said, "Yes, she's crazy. I got to take care of this."
And was that the last time that you saw him on New Year's Eve?
It is.
Now, turning your attention to the following day, New Year's Day, did you see either Mr. O'Keefe or Ms. Reed at all on that day?
I did not. I saw the children, but we didn't see them that day, no.
Now, turning your attention to the following day, being January 2nd, what was sort of the plan as far as what was going on that day?
Our hotel has a private island. The hotel we stay at has a private island, and we rented all 8 of the cabanas between the 60 of us that were there. And when the cabanas went on sale, I had reached out to John and asked him if he wanted me to get him one. And he said, sure. So I booked one for him, and he paid me for that cabana. So we all went out that morning. And it was probably around 10 o'clock in the morning, and they weren't there yet. And so I sent him a text, and I said, are you coming, or do you want me to sell this cabana? Because there was other, couples there. At least he could have made, the money back. And he asked me who was there. And I said, everybody. And I named off a couple names. I'm not really sure. But I said, everybody's here.
And when you said that, how did Mr. O'Keefe respond?
And he said, apparently I made out with your sister the other night, according to Karen.
Now, is that the first time that you had heard that?
Yes.
So Karen believed that there was something going on. But again, this is something that took place quite a ways back. This is not happening like right at that moment in time. So for the rest of that, for that evening when they're out at the waterfall and all of that, for this to suddenly come up in the car on the way back, and then that to be motive for Karen to kill John O'Keefe, again, doesn't seem to add up a whole lot.
No, it really doesn't. It feels inconsequential. And it also sounds like, and I don't know Karen, I don't know anything about her, but it, you know, you've got somebody who drinks a lot. You've got somebody who sounds like she's very jealous. I mean, I could see somebody being drunk and in a rage.
The thing is, though, this was already cleared up. This was cleared up before this night. Karen realized that she was wrong. She apologized and it was done. So this was like, they're bringing up this incident. Okay, sure, it happened, but it had already been cleared out and closed in everyone's mind well before the night of John O'Keefe's death. So it's like, okay, did something happen back then and it was a question? Yeah. Was it kind of stressful? Sure. But everybody already figured out the answers to those questions and then realized, oh, he's like the godfather. And it's, there was nothing there. That there was just, it was a misunderstanding of some sort. So again, to me, it just feels like another big,
weird,
big nothing burger, you know, being brought up by the defense of Karen Reed going, look how salacious this is. And in reality, if you take a step back and look at the full context and not just a short little thing, it's not really a whole hell of a lot, to be quite honest.
No.
There's a lot more to come in the trial of Karen Reed. Will we ever get closer to an answer? I doubt it. But it's got to be one of the most fascinating cases of the year with so many people involved in so many different accounts. And at the end of the day, you got one man that lost his life. Hopefully, in some way, shape, or form, he will get justice.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with washablesofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at washablesofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with washablesofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at washablesofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with washablesofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at washablesofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.